Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively in the heart of one of my favorite places. We're in Timonium, not Dundalk. So if you're driving to Dundalk, nothing wrong with Dundalk, and they have crabs and casas in Dundalk. But we only have Raven scratch-offs to give away here in Timonium. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to have some great guests today. We're getting through the bye week thing and the Ravens and getting into two games in 4 days. Luke's in Owings Mills, but I'm here with Raven scratch-offs that are far luckier than the football has been on the field. It has been, dude, I feel like it's been like a year and a half since I've had you on the show. You're in Aspen, you're in Annapolis, you're here, you're there, you're a man about town. Damien O'Doherty, one of our defending champions of all things democracy, public relations, communications, influence. And more than that, my counterpart. I'm the east side of Baltimore, your west side, in loving Baltimore. And I don't know, man, trying to bring sense to people and bring people together. So I know you've had some changes.
Yeah.
You've been busy. What's going on with you, man?
We've got, I've got a new whole new firm called O'Doherty & Associates after...
Hey, your name's O'Doherty.
O'Doherty and Associates.
You. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. So,
who are these associates? I need to know about.
You know, it's people like you.
All right.
And people like that are listening here, people that I have built my career with here in Maryland and Delaware and all across the country. Those are the people I want to be associated with. So I built a firm called KO Public Affairs 20 years ago. Wildly successful.
KO, like knockout.
That's right.
But you were
right.
The O.
I was the O.
Okay.
And then I just exited the firm. And then O'Doherty & Associates is really an influence firm. So it's the same thing I've always been doing. If you need me to influence a cloakroom in the General Assembly, I can do that. You need me to influence a newsroom
in Boston, I can do that. Can you influence an offensive line?
Offensive line. I think I could. I think I could influence an offensive line, maybe even a whole defensive unit.
Can you influence David Rubenstein and Michael Arrighetti to spend $200 million in free agency? They might already do that. You might not have to influence them.
I might need some significant retainage, but yes, I could make that happen.
You know, dude,
for
you. My next guest is Dave Scheinen, and I may even have him sit in with you from the Washington Post. Longtime sports writer, and he came out and he said one of the most prescient things, and I'm going to kiss his ass properly when he gets here in Timonium. Don't go to Dundalk, Scheinen. I'm telling you right now. I'm worried about all of you. I'm retexting people. You did go to Dundalk, didn't you? Because when you say Costas, it means Dundalk.
Oh, I went to Dundalk.
You're
for
an old
sure.
Ventulis guy.
I smelled it. I walked in there. I was relieved to be there.
And you're like, where's Nestor?
That's right.
And he's in Timonium, dude.
And I made it in like 16 minutes. I mean, it's pretty fast to go from Dundalk to Timonium.
Especially when people driving the north side of the Beltway
That's right.
So, but I was going to say, in regard to you and me and what you used to do and you coming out, like seeing the future. And Scheinen, a year and a half ago, sat over Coco's with me, and the Orioles were on top of the world, first place, right? The Ravens were just coming off the AFC Championship game loss to the Chiefs, right? But they were the best team the year before, and there was a reason to believe, like, this, we're going to knock on the door. So last July, it was a year and 4 months ago, I said, we're going to win the Super Bowl, and we're going to win the World Series. And Rasig's like, yeah, yeah, in his Oriole hat. And Scheinen, I'm like, who's going to win it first, the Orioles or the Ravens? And he said, just what a journalist would say, neither. It's really hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to do. And now as we sit here with no baseball, bad season, football teetering, I got to get back to fixing democracy, which is why I bring you here.
Well, that's good. But can I give you a little promising story? So I start in the new firm. You know, you get a little nervous, of course. Last time I started a firm, the Great Recession happened. So I'm ready for anything. But I went back. I went to the home opener, of course, where they won against the Browns. And I just got to tell you, like, win or lose for me, being there that day, they were celebrating Governor Glenn Denning's anniversary of bringing the team here.
They celebrated the 75 Colts that day.
They celebrated 75 Colts that day, that whole weekend. It was an amazing time.
I saw Burt Jones. It was a good day.
When I came home, it was like the greatest homecoming. Like when I walked into Nick Manis's tent out front of the Ray Lewis statue, everybody was just the kindest. Then you're walking through the halls, everybody's hugging you.
The Ravens are important in this community.
Yes.
There's no Why do you think I hold them so accountable?
I felt
because
that's
they're
fair.
Important.
That's fair, dude. I felt like Mark Teixeira coming home to the Orioles
when they come and took my football team.
Yeah, me too.
I remember the 12 years of begging to get a stadium built so some billionaire could come along.
Yeah, you really
and
did
have
it.
A team.
You really.
I've been on the radio. I spent the first 5 years of my career thinking we would never ever have a football team here.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't ever really believe.
Then
it
you
was
had
never
Lambias
happening.
Happen 2 years later. For
that was
me,
in 86.
Yeah, so 84 then 86, right?
Right.
And so for me, I think
we're almost the same age.
I
right?
think for both of us, those are formative things that made us think like it's these civic institutions are incredibly important.
Well, that's why
this
we built Camden
when they
Yards.
Go. Exactly.
I mean, Camden Yards, and I've said this for 33 years on the radio, it's our gateway arch, right?
That's right.
It's what
and
when
better.
Paul Tagliabue said, go build a museum, we're like, F you, we're going to have a sports franchise because we think, no offense to museums, we already had the aquarium, we already had the science center, we already have the Walters, the BMA, we got all these great things. But like having a football team completed, I don't want to go all Jerry Maguire in a week when I'm hoping to have Cameron Crowe on the show.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But like, having the Ravens completed my life, right? It completed
yes.
my soul.
Yes.
So to see it what it is right now bothers me. That's all. So and I think anybody that knows me should know that, right? Literally, right?
Well, if you want to start a new company, I still recommend you go to the Ravens game because you'll never see, even amidst the losing, you're going to see the best fan base in the world, and we're all looking
Nobody
out for each other.
Is a bigger Ravens fan
I
than
get it.
I. No one's it. A, but I'm a fan of the Ravens because of what you're talking about, which is bringing Baltimore together.
That's right. Okay.
That
pure
that's,
alignment.
That's at the heart of it.
That's
and,
right.
And but that is also, you know.
You agree with the owner going into the locker room and saying, if you're not ready to fight for this logo, did that all happen? Is that all truth, or is that?
I don't know.
I heard that he went into the locker room and talked about restarting the whole team. Is that?
I don't know.
Maybe my news feed is off.
Well, I don't know AI. So for you with starting something new, and I mean because. I've been doing this, and I've had to restart it, and you've been a part of my life for two decades where you've seen me go from AM radio station to social media, you and I adopting these things as old guys. Where the AI thing...
The original influencer.
Oh, stop.
This, it really, if you talk to like Gary Vee or you talk to the people that invented influencership, they'll tell you this guy invented it, and he's a content machine, a content master. Content machine kind of is not saying enough. You're the art of content, and you're the science of content, and all of these trends that people are now living with, whether it's podcasts or algorithmic data about your performance on the show or what have you, man, you did that first. You did that first. Now let me tell you the best thing about AI, and this is important for folks that I work with. How do you leverage AI to get some resonance in the media time?
Well,
guess what the answer is.
Most people are thinking it's a toy right now. It's like
it's
a
true.
Fun toy, right?
It's true, but I encourage you, if you go on ChatGPT or Perplexity, search yourself up, and then search yourself up the way you would like to be seen. Declare it on your channels, on your stations. Go out there and do it. And prove it to the world.
It
AI will back you up.
It is amazing how well thought of I am in the AI space.
It is. Well,
like,
here,
literally, because of the work I've done and how much work there's
how
been.
How much content there is for
yeah,
them to search.
Yeah, so when
they've got
when,
30 years of content, 40 years of content of you to search. Way back to the Baltimore Sun, you interviewed you and David Bowie. LLMs have that. So they know.
What's an LLM?
It's a large language model like ChatGPT or Perplexity
See,
or Anthropic.
I knew I'd learn stuff. Whenever I bring Doherty around here, you're always cutting edge, Dane.
But here's the cool thing. Here's okay. the cool thing. So you think AI is super cutting edge. What kind of like technology do I need to stay resonant in the AI era for my business? Guess what the answer is? Those AI models are reading all of the news that you created, that I was a part of, from Bobber.
And it's
say,
also analyzing whether it's bullshit or not.
That's true. That's true.
Like,
and
it ranks,
you know, the Baltimore Banner, the Baltimore Sun. WNST is ranked right up there. Like, because you've been in the market for so long doing all this and you're such a credible voice. I don't think people understand that these models, WNST sounds like a radio station, but that's still the frontier of AI. Baltimore Banner, local news. Those AI algorithms value that brand, right? So they're going to rank that high when you're up there. So all these tools, your own newsletter, writing about yourself aspirationally and proving to people how you're being that person, that's going to connect. So all this mosaic of media that's in print and on
if
audio.
If everything you're saying is true, I should be really successful at some point.
I think you already are successful.
Well, I would just say for AI, it's when I bring it up with old white folks,
yeah,
they're frightened.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a frightening part of what does it know? What doesn't it know? What does it know about me? And I really feel like this is where the post-Trump world, wherever it's going to be, if the Russians don't completely hack it all up, truth is going to be the ultimate piece of collateral that you'll want. That truth will be worth money. Truth will have value.
That's right.
Truth will have more value than anything. And I feel like that's my strength all these years in, is that, and I say this to John Harbaugh this week, I'd say this to you, I don't lie to people. I got an open mic here 35 years. Being honest, or as I perceive it to be, what I perceive the truth to be, you don't have to worry about me being bought off to parrot something. So I think there's also part of that that has changed dramatically with even the Baltimore Sun or things that are considered to be weighted politically in or slanted politically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
you're ringing. I'm ringing. I spam telemarketer. Do I need to get that one?
SPAMTELE.
No. I don't.
You know, there's a great Baltimore story about AI, which is the leading organization that's trying to put guardrails on AI, not a speed bump, not a toll booth, but just guardrails like any race. That's being founded out of Baltimore. Remember John Sherman, the Emmy Award winning, Peabody Award winning broadcaster from Channel 11 many years ago. Then he created a real successful creative agency. He has a podcast called For Humanity where he interviewed all the biggest names in AI. Listen to this. Out of Baltimore, he's got 200. He's like a big time news network like you. He's got 250,000 YouTube subscribers. And he's just cautioning people about what is possible on the back end of this AI stuff. And if you listen to the world's leading people, Geoffrey Hinton, the godfather of AI, Elon Musk, everybody knows he's super tuned in. Those guys have really large numbers for the threat to our whole existence on planet Earth in 10 years. Some people's numbers are 33%. Some people's are 15%.
Is this because of bad information? Is that like things that aren't
just
true?
Basically, what they say is at some point, not the ChatGPT we're using, but down the road, a couple years out, these things will start building their own networks and technology without the initiation or prompt of humans. And once
this
it
is like
gets
a movie,
that, there's a few.
Like, what do I say? The movie always goes sideways the minute you stop listening to the scientists, right?
That's right.
Every Jurassic Park. By the way, Jurassic Park's a lottery promotion right now. But Damien Daugherty's my guest. I'm so used to saying with KO, I have to get used to not saying that.
I dropped the gloves. You know, after the last like 10 years, I built a really successful practice on behalf of healthcare leaders and healthcare CEOs. The boxing gloves don't work in the hospital. They don't work with patients. And so if you're trying to deliver for hospitals and you're trying to deliver for our healthcare network, and let me tell you why. In Maryland now, because of the federal cuts we've seen, because of the shift in the all-payer model that we have in Maryland, and the desire of local governments to try to get some more revenue out of the nonprofit institutions like hospitals, all our care network is in the biggest crisis it's ever been. So Johns Hopkins has never seen anything like they're seeing. Care First has never seen anything like they're seeing.
And they have a new leadership, too.
Yeah.
I saw Brian Pinnock left. Now, GBMC is sponsoring us. So, I mean, I'm having my colonoscopy in a few weeks.
Congratulations.
I should say that out loud, but I'm finally getting my number. And
that's
doing
a big thing to
it's
do.
It's huge to do. Yeah, I've been an idiot for not doing
it's
it.
It's the dumbest thing we cannot do.
I know. God, say it again.
It's
just
the
tell
dumbest
me,
thing if we don't get.
Slap me around, Dave.
That's
you know.
Right, that's right.
But nonetheless, so but medical, hospital, insurance, inflation, these things that are going on with the government. And the government shut down as we sit here right now, and the pedophile running the country. It's really these are weird circumstances to be starting a,
yeah,
a
which,
new
which,
influence.
You know me. Right. My daughter was is a survivor of leukemia. I have a kid, another kid that's very integrated with the health system. And I just got to tell you, like, it's the bulwark in Maryland, not just for our own well-being, but for the economy, especially when federal workers are left off. It's the healthcare space, the healthcare world, and all this pressure.
That's what we're good at as a state. Yeah,
yeah, and all this pressure's coming on them, and they're trying to manage it. We're helping them out
and take care of sick people.
Yeah,
and well, people.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's like their core mission gets distracted because of all these seismic shifts at the federal, state, and local level. So trying to manage that.
Well, I mean, you're an old political head with Martin O'Malley. You're obviously very left-leaning or, you know, in your regular space. What do you make of this Trump thing? Like, I mean, I've had Johnny O sitting here. I've had Todd Shuler sitting here. I've had former electeds, real electeds. You were never elected, but you worked arm in arm with lots of electeds at various levels, and you still do. And how they apply to businesses and leadership in this state with federal jobs. And, I mean, your buddy Martin O'Malley is running Social Security. Apparently he's doing a pretty good job until he got thrown out. I'm worried about democracy. I mean, we're at the head of it. I'm worried about a president that hates half the country and certainly people that look like me.
The way I look at it is from a learning experience, and I just losing is learning. And if Democrats have been doing anything, we've been doing a lot of learning over the last several years. And the thing that I take away is the Democrats do not think big enough. We do not think fast enough. We do not think smart enough. And all we need to do is watch a model of what Trump and his people care about and how they execute or how they pretend to execute. You know, that should show us as Democrats, man, we can think big.
I think the Republican thing with Trump is performative. It's WWE. It's a skit. It's a reality performance. I mean, this dingbat that sits here in front of the media.
I won't disagree with that, but you know, slashing Medicaid and cutting rural health, you know, is...
Oh, and having a flood in Western Maryland and having a black Democratic governor that can't get money from federal help to help the people that actually voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Like, that.
Yeah.
That's the part... I'm worried about the sanctity of the election process when the guy running it is a guy who created an insurrection. Yeah. Like, I'm losing my confidence in the system, which is exactly what the Russians want.
How do you
do.
Like any
that's
of these?
That's what misinformation. That's how misinformation works.
That's how it starts.
I know nothing. It can't be known.
Any governors?
The truth can't be known.
Any governors? Any leaders out there on the Democratic side that you see that are forging a path that you
I don't
think
know. Wes Moore's trying to do something nationally that he's not doing locally, right? Like, I know you spent time with him. He hasn't been on my show in 3.5 years. I'm in Baltimore, but I see him all over my timeline on iHeart. See him on national shows. See, I got served an ad yesterday of him with the governor of Utah, Republican governor of Utah. You seen this one?
No, but I...
Oh, okay.
I encourage. So that's what we should be
Wes
encouraging.
Wes Moore and the governor of Utah together, black and white, standing next to each other in their suits saying, he's Republican, I'm Democrat, he's black, I'm white, he's West, I'm East, but we're still friends. We can still shake hands. We can still
you think
talk
that's
about
too
things.
Or you think that's a positive message?
I think it may plays in Utah, but I don't think it's playing on Baltimore Street. I mean, for me, it feels to me like Wes is running for president. And that's cool, but like that's what, if he were sitting here, I'd have to say that.
Man, if you see him on those shows, all he's doing is talking about Maryland being a model, how Maryland's getting totally crushed by the federal government.
I don't think there's any question about that.
And how they're providing all kinds of
jobs. Dude, I knew the minute
linkages.
This clown got elected, we were the bridge. The bridge that sits at the foot of Costas was going to become a political pawn piece.
Right.
In anything that the state does or doesn't do, and I saw the government.
He's
run
on
like
time
a mafia.
And way under budget there, man.
Yeah, I saw the government run like a mafia for 4 years. I watched it. I didn't want that again. Now that we have that again, I don't know what to do other than wear the shirt I wore on Saturday in March.
Because you're an influential human being, I'm going to give you this talk. And when
you want me to read from your ChatGPT?
No. But when Larry Hogan got elected as a Republican, he's a populist, right? So we didn't really.
I voted for him.
Really didn't register. Didn't really register that he was a populist. Just as a Republican.
He doesn't believe I voted for him, but I did.
But he got elected without listening to the fabulous 5,000 of Maryland politics. And I would argue to you that Wes Moore did the same thing. In a Democratic primary for governor, a thing that is usually gatekept by all the most influential people in Maryland for the last 50 or however many years, Wes Moore didn't have to go through that. He didn't have to do all the usual Democratic institutional party things to get elected. He went straight to the people. In Baltimore, in Prince George's County, Montgomery County, all over the state. Now he went all the Western Maryland. He's
Dude, I had him on the show. People were laughing. He was scoring less than 2%.
But I'm just saying, guys.
I was one of his first advocates. I beat the drum for Wes Moore.
Right?
I did.
Well, he should be back here. He should be back here with you. But what I'm saying is a lot of people that are influential have some frustration with the governor. I would tell you that's because he's listening to the people. He's not listening to the same 5,000 people.
I would tell you he's on a podcast Democrats in Iowa and Utah and not on a podcast
talking about Maryland.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's come to Dundalk and talk about
it. Let me tell you about this.
Meet me in Dundalk and we'll talk about the Key Bridge.
Let me tell you about
this.
That's
what I want to do.
Let me tell you about this.
If you're the governor of the state, that's what I want to do.
We're in Lutherville, Timonium.
Yes.
Woman that invented Aspen, the Aspen idea. She's from Lutherville.
Her
name's Elizabeth Pepke. Yeah.
Did she get Boogie there?
Probably. She may have attracted Boogie. But she...
When I think of Aspen, I don't think of jet festivals. I don't think of hills or skiing. I think of Boogie.
But what I'm saying is, right? Right before that Key Bridge collapse and Wes Moore's leadership, all the time I would hear about Baltimore. I would hear the wire, the murders, the violence, even when the numbers were exact opposite. The moment that Key Bridge went down, I heard no more about the wire. I heard about the bridge. And as soon as Wes Moore started leading in that, I heard about the bridge, and you've got this governor who is doing remarkable things and delivering on time and under budget and showing real leadership, bringing Republicans. I think he brought Bob Ehrlich to help and all kinds of things. So it to me, I think people outside of our cocoon of awesomeness here in Baltimore are thinking differently than they were.
But the bridge is
of Wes Moore.
Because
of Wes Moore.
Maryland.
What would it take to stop talking about the wire? We now have the answer. It takes a giant bridge to collapse and some awesome gubernatorial leadership.
That's a damn shame. I just hope we're here for the crab cakes. Damien O'Doherty is our guest. Tell everybody about your new firm.
O'Doherty and Associates. We're
hard
trying
for me to remember the name of that. So.
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. Just like pound the trail. I got a nice little...
You're like the Cleveland baseball team. I'm still going to say Damien O'Doherty of KO for like 2 or 3 years.
Well, my partners, my old partners will love that. So keep saying that.
All right. Well, hi, Steve. hi, Rick. It's good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
I have Raven Scratch-Offs giveaway. We're here at Costas. Why'd you go to Dundalk when I wrote to you, said Timonium three times?
Because I know
Dave Shinen knows.
I know you don't think
I get
up this
And he lives closer to Dundalk.
You know, the pride and joy of my life was when we got to represent the Baltimore Sun reporters to try to save the Sun. We got to work on behalf of the Washington Post reporters because that's the same news guild.
Listen, when I was 17 years old.
That's the best connection I got.
When I was 17 years old, January the 6th, 1986, to give you a little perspective, right? So right before the Challenger blew up about a week later, right? Right before the Bears won a Super Bowl with the Super Bowl shuffle. So it's the first day I started at the Baltimore Sun. I was 17 years old. I just turned 17. Turned 17 in October. And Jack Gibbons handed me a little blue book. It was about this big, and it was stapled, and it was the Baltimore Washington Newspaper Guild Union. And I like,
badge.
Man, I got 2 weeks of vacation when I get 3 years. I mean, I was like a union guy, right? Yeah. But my parents had to sign a permission slip for me to join the union because they couldn't have a 17-year-old in the guild without parents signing up. So when I was 19, we went on strike. So I had my first...
Wow.
My picket line, you know.
Proud.
Oh, my God. Me and Mike Litwin, Cowherd, we all were out there walking. Look for the – let me try to think of the what did we yell? It was – we had like a da, 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 you suck. It was like a, you know, whatever it was, you know. It was
– Litwin's in Colorado.
You remember at the Baltimore Sun, there was an old guy that would come every day at lunchtime and hold a sign and said, Sun Lies. And he would just walk around the front.
Mm.
He had a thing that said Sun Lies, and every day at lunchtime, he would walk in front of the Sun building. People would honk their horn coming up Calvert Street right in front of the building.
That
dude was there every day of my life. So the Baltimore Washington Newspaper Guild is very close to my – so your union? So Dave Shine and I were part
of the same union. That's cool, man. Isn't it the coolest thing to be associated with?
So the union captain, the strike captains, we had strike captains back then. To show you, I worked, that really was on strike. I went to them and I'm like, they're like, well, you got to do 4 hours of strike duty to get your $1.25 an hour strike pay, or, you know, whatever the fund we put together to fight Times Mirror. It might have been A.S. Able. Might have been Ooh. Times Mirror. I don't know. It was one or the other. It might have been, I think
All
it was
devils.
A.S. Able then, right?
The devil.
So, you know, late 80s here we're talking about. News Americans in disarray. You know, nobody's making any money. You, nobody's buying classified ads, any of that stuff. But I said to the dude, I'm like, so what do we have to do? He's like, well, you have to put your 16 hours in of strike picket work. I went down and I did one entire, like, day, and I went to Ocean
shift.
City until the strike ended. Carol, I love you. I met my friend Carol Mason at the beach that summer. She's on my Facebook
they
page.
Did Rafael Alvarez cover the beach beat that time or no?
It was about summer after that. You know, I applied for that job,
Did
right?
You, yeah.
Oh, my God. I had somebody on my show that had that gig, that got the Ocean City summer Baltimore Sun gig.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that
Can
was
you
a
imagine?
Gem. I mean, you
That's
know.
That's what a newsroom used to be about. We're getting
back,
though.
You think I wanted to cover hockey? I mean, you know, I would have rather been at the beach. You
my
know?
Big lesson for today, AI counts on legacy media, reporters, newsletters, like – It may be ripping them all off, but at least they're Dude. Ripping off great union reporters, great union journalists.
You know what?
that's our only hope.
So Damian O'Doherty has been in the influence business and is a bit of a lobbyist and a bit of a political head. So I put this crazy thing up that I've had 1.1 million views on my Facebook page in the last 28 days. That feels like a lot.
It
a
is.
Million views
it
in 28 is. Days, right? That's just on my Facebook.
We
it's
would
on the
all
radio
die for that.
So Damian immediately goes to ChatGPT and puts me in and puts all of this. So this was the interpretation. I'm using this post to reframe my local influence story. For years, I was told that no one listens to my show. Now I have measurable reach, and apparently everyone hears. It's part vindication, part pitch. I'm looking for a local business partner to monetize every day of my freaking life or scale this digital reach. This tone is classic Nestor, provocative. I like that.
Okay.
Self-aware and metrics forward. So Nestor's reach is up, his confidence is back, and he's positioning Baltimore Positive as a measurable local influence platform. Sounds like I'm in an OTB.
Yeah,
sounds like
But
I'm making it rain up in here.
But to cover your back, you got to do what Cal Bowman does, and you say, what are my five blind spots on this? And
Cal Bowman says, you suck, you suck. No one listens to you. These numbers are fake. There's no clear funnel from the reach to revenue. So thank you, Cal.
So I can give you both sides of the story.
You got your last damn Pearl Jam poster from me, Bowman. That's it.
But if you want the real story, go to the Washington
Post or the
Baltimore Banner. He called it
collaborative. I like that.
Collaborative.
I like that. Well, you're collaborating.
Thank you so much.
It's always
good
to see you, man.
Great to see you.
Appreciate you.
Congratulations.
Damian O'Doherty looking out for
me on AI. The original influencer right here.
Yeah, no one listens. Everyone hears. I'm doing a Maryland Crab Cake tour. I've already had a crab cake, which is really unusual. You know, I have a few people, like the fellow that runs at GBC, Mark Anthony
Thomas.
Thomas. He's shellfish intolerant. Calvin Ball, shellfish intolerant.
That's right.
Odette Ramos, vegetarian, vegan.
Makes sense.
So these people, they bulk up. Jamie Raskin, shellfish intolerant.
Interesting.
So they when I say crab cake, crab cake tour, like you don't have to have, but you get a chicken sandwich here. I get you a burger. I get you a salad. I get you a Greek salad here if you want. We're at Costas, but I did have a crab cake. You witnessed it.
I always
eat a crab cake on the crab cake tour. Matter of fact, for Shining, I'm going to tell me she get the crab imperial because it's better than a crab cake.
I usually get hard crabs.
That's facts.
I usually get steamed crabs at Costas. So
have you ever had the crab imperial?
No, but I just had the crab cake. It was phenomenal.
Crab imperial is the secret. I also get the fried shrimp here. They're phenomenal. And the cream spinach. So what you really want to do is get the oysters Rockefeller with the spinach on it. And you want to get the mushroom caps. If you get the mushroom caps, you get the crab imperial on top. You got them both. All right?
Beautiful.
That's
Beautiful.
My influence at Costco.
Beautiful.
We're out here at Timonium. We're going to be next week doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, which might be like a Crab Benedict kind of thing for breakfast. We're going to be at State Fair. We're Damien. That's in your side of the woods. 21228, right?
That's right.
Born and raised there, right next
That's
to Paradise, right?
That's right.
We're going to be over at State Fair next Tuesday. Got great guests for that. Also, Coco's on the 5th in Lauraville, and the 7th, we're back at Pizza John's in Essex, and everybody wants, I mean, Shining wanted to, like, I want to go to Essex and get pizza, so cheesesteaks. So I'm trying to get everybody. Wendy Bronfine from Curio, I got her over to Pizza John's. She says she's been back 3 times since I had her there because her kids are demanding the pizza from Pizza John's now.
Dude, I'm telling you, everybody now is searching, like, where to eat,
I'm
what to do.
I'm not even from Essex. I'm from Dundalk.
They're doing it on
Dundalk
the
Dundalk guys don't like Essex, generally, but I like
Pizza
John's.
Instead of going to Google, people are going to the LLMs, right? They're going to ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, whatever. If you want to be in that space,
listen to him with
you
want to
be in that space. You want to act like Nestor.
My hype man.
You
want to
be a content man like Nestor. And
this
if
is
you
a guy
can't
that didn't
that,
know he was supposed to come to Timonium today. I went to Dundalk instead. I'm back for more in Timonium. Dave Shine is my guest from the Washington Post. We shall talk World, Sirius, and other things right after this. Stay with us.